How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend? I sure hope you did. Partying all weekend long, having a great time. You know, my wife hurt her back, and so she did what she never does, which is she just kind of didn't do anything on Saturday. And so I took full advantage of it and did nothing myself. It was awesome. But then again, I hurt my ankle on the motorcycle. Yes, it happened. I'll explain that in a minute. So you can say, I told you so. Okay. But today, the show is about 9 success principles you need to elevate yourself to where you want to go, your station in life, if you will. We'll talk about that a little bit, give you some ideas to work on today. For those of you who like lists, this is your day. It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. What are you going to do about it? Which is usually what the biggest question is. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. Okay, let's talk about it. Figure it out. Get a plan. Let's go. Life is long. It's flexible. You can do whatever you want to do. You just have to figure it out. And sometimes the way you want to go is not the way you thought you wanted to go and then turn that into something else. Big key I get around here. It's kind of cool. Depending on how old you are, we have a lot of people that, a big group of folks in their 25 to 35 years old, and then a whole bunch of folks older than that too. But if you're 25 to 35 listening to this show, you've got a lot to learn. And that's why you're here. And if you're, 20 years older than that, you've learned it already. You just forgot it and didn't listen to it. That's all. And we're going to fix it. It doesn't really matter. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Before the show goes on, yes, I did hurt my ankle. Almost broke my ankle. In a controlled environment, riding my big Harley-Davidson motorcycle in a training, in a competition. And my bike fell over a few times, and that was okay. And one day I got my left ankle trapped under a saddlebag and got very, very close. But because I wear proper safety gear, I was fine. Hobbled around a little bit, so just so you know. Every single Monday, I ask a very simple question. How's your life going? So let's break it down for you. How are the roles and goals of your life? By the way, if you haven't gotten it, it's still there. The Perfect Week Planner. Just go to perfectweekplanner.com. It'll teach you how to plan your week in a very simple way, a way that very successful entrepreneurs do it, CEOs do it, a way to really control your time and to feel different about how you control your time. Go get that, because it will ask you, how are you doing on your roles and your goals of life? It will ask you everything about that. And that's what I ask for now. How are you doing? Is it going good? Question, how are you going to keep it? Perfect Week Planner asks you, what are you going to do to make sure the good stuff stays the good stuff? Is it going bad? What are you going to do to make the bad stuff go away? If you're in the middle, getting splinters in your butt, what are you going to do? Because it's no good place to be. And there's a big part of the folks listening today that are really in the middle. They're indecisive and they're driving themselves crazy right now. And probably everybody around you as well. Stop it. Do your homework. How's your life going? And go get that Perfect Week Planner, because it'll help you a lot. So Success Principles. That's a great book, by the way. You ever read it? Jack Canfield's Success Principles. Going back a long time now. Must be nearly 20 years. I'm thinking when I started this show, and I think it was around when I started the show, and the show started 17 years ago. So it's been around a long time. Kind of a basic. In fact, if somebody comes to me and they say, Scott, what book should I read to kind of give me a base foundation for this personal growth thing you were all trying to do? That's a great place to start. Success Principles. But this is not on his stuff today. This is my stuff. But 9 Success Principles for you Reddit people. Let's give you a number you can use, make your list easier to really help you. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. You probably heard that you will elevate your station in life to the degree that you elevate yourself, right? You have to do that. You have to bring yourself up. If you read and study and learn and grow, you're going to get more out of life. That's all there is to it. If you stop doing that, and so I get it. It's hard sometimes. I don't want to learn anymore. I've been learning my whole life. I get on sprints of learning. I'll learn and learn and learn for months at a time. Then one day I say, that's it. I'm done. I'm not learning anything else anymore. And some people say, yeah, I can tell. come on. I learn all the time. But we do get tired. But if I want to make more money, if I want to be happier, if I want to be more content, I got to learn stuff. So I go learn it and I step up to the next level. You need to do the same thing. Personal development is how you do that. You're doing that right now. Congratulations. Gold star for you. Awesome. You're here today listening to this crazy show we call The Daily Boost. But here's some easy ideas to help you move forward. Ready? Number one, acknowledge that all emotions come from within you. We talked about that on Friday's show, emotional triggers. Emotions are guiding your life. If there's something you want in your life, you have to acknowledge that you are creating all the feeling. No, he did it to me. You got control. And that's a crazy world, too. People will try to manipulate you, and they're going to be successful a lot of the time. You have to be aware of that and have to control what's coming in. So if you want a really good suggestion, just cut in half all the input coming into you. Cut 80% of it, and your life's going to be really good. Just stop the influx of stuff, and now you don't have to fight it so much. What's left, you can control. Deal? Number two, seek out someone you respect and use them to stay honest. I think to a large degree, the people that I work with, that's what they're doing. I help them do lots of different things, but to a large degree, because I never really forget what they've been going through or what they said they were going to do. I know where they are in their life. They're using me as kind of a stabilizer for their life. You need the same thing. Find somebody who you respect, who you trust. Let them help you stay honest in your tasks, your quest. Number three, recognize there is a lifetime after failure. Not always, Scott. There are some things that if you fail, that's it. You're done. Yeah, it's true. Happens. It's going to happen one way that all of us eventually. But it doesn't matter how bad things are. This too shall pass. It doesn't matter at all. We all have times in life that are challenging. And I just always know this. I learned this a simplistic way. I learned this a lot of years ago. When I was in radio, I was a top 40 disc jockey. I was a guy who would come in and save the day. I would get the ratings. I'd make the station win. That's what I did. I just got on the air and did my thing. And when I got all the ratings and big bonus, and they finally got mad at me enough, they fired me. And then I would get another job. And it wasn't always a great job. And I would think back to the good job. And I realized a long time ago, okay, I was on a peak that time now. I'm in the valley. But then I recognized that, listen, oftentimes when I'm on the peak looking out on the valley, I say, it's so pretty down there. It's so neat. But then when I'm in the valley looking up and think, man, I really want to go up there. It looks like a great view. I said, it's the same thing. Recognize that in life, there is life after failure. Always. Read purposefully and apply your knowledge. What I mean by that, pay attention to what you read. A guiding factor to me is what I enjoy reading. I like a lot of mind science. I read a lot of that stuff. But I tell you what I do. I pay attention to not influencers. I pay attention to people who I respect. A lot of my members I pay attention to. If they recommend a book to me, and they will tell you if you ever talk to them, how quickly I bought it. If I'm on the phone or Zoom with them and they recommend a book, I usually have it within 30 seconds. If I trust and respect, I immediately go after it. I read on purpose and I apply that knowledge. Challenge yourself to be brutally honest. This is a big one that's hard to do. Just don't lie to yourself. Don't lie about anything. Just be honest. It hurts sometimes. If I get any indication that somebody doesn't like what I do around here, it's because I was too brutally honest with you. A little tough love coming your way. I try to minimize it. I try to be nice about it. But the reality is you need to be brutally honest. Some of the stuff I say is absolutely true. And you're like, yeah, he's right. That's it. Just I haven't heard it that way before. Be brutally honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Gentlemen, by the way, you're doing a lot of that stuff. Stop it. Reflect on what you spend the most time on. What you spend your time on is your life. That's all there is to it. So pay attention to it. Now, some of it is very satisfying. If you like just kind of chilling, like just, hey, I like kind of watching movies on Saturday afternoon. Cool, do it. If you like it, makes you happy, do it. If you like fishing, hey, if you like working, I have no trouble working. Working to me is no harder than a hobby. Hobbies are hard sometimes. Sometimes it's easier for me to go to work. Whatever you like, whatever you spend your time on, just reflect on it so you know what you're doing. Remind yourself, you were not meant to procrastinate. I think you're meant to rest. To me, procrastination is usually a resting thing for me. I'm tired, don't want to do it. But you were not meant to procrastinate. You're meant to be an actionable person, an actionable being. You're meant to get off your butt and do stuff. And yeah, we're going to procrastinate things we don't like from time to time. But you know you're going to do it eventually anyway, right? So go ahead and do it. Simple one. Put the phone away. Be present. You don't need it. I'm always on do not disturb. I call my clients. I get shipped off to voicemail. The caller is not. What'd you do? I'm a do not disturb. So I listen to you. You told me to do that. So I'm, not when I call you. Let me. Yeah. Rules for thee. Remind yourself that time, back to the time thing, is the most precious of your resources. Hard to do sometimes, but it really is the most important thing you have. I can't think of anything else. It's more important than time. What? Yeah, it doesn't become important until you don't have it anymore. And I'm not talking about dying or anything like that. Sometimes you're at a really good party, having a good time with friends, and time is running out. You have to get on the plane and go back home. And it's like, oh my God, time. I wish we could spend more time together. Oh no. See? And sometimes it is that your time has run out, literally, on this planet. You will never appreciate time as much as when that happens, I promise you. Couple of principles to live by. I'm just pausing because I'm thinking about when my first wife passed away. And while I did not go experience that myself, I didn't die, obviously. And I didn't know quite what to do with it. And I can't even say I could ever really say what it's like. But I do know one thing. I do know time got so precious in the final weeks for everybody. So precious. There was nothing else that even got our focus. I try to remember that every single day. You should too. All right, big week coming up. Do me a favor. Come play at Facebook. It's a nice place to be. You get a bunch of people joining every single day. Not Facebook, but my Facebook. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Motivating cool people, smart people, jumping in usually and taking care of you before I ever see you there. I don't spend a tremendous amount of time, but if you do tag me, I'll come and say hi and have a conversation with you. And sometimes I do jump in, but for the most part, the kids run the place and they do a great job, which is exactly how I like it. I shouldn't have to hang around. All right, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.